Patient's name is Julia McLam. First name J-U-L-I-A, last name M-C-L-A-M-B. Date of birth is 5/28/2000. Date of service is 3/8/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This 21-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of nausea, fever, vomiting for the first 2 or 3 days, stating that she does feel really tired. Her 2 children did come home with a stomach bug. They were seen by a physician but given no medicine, just told to increase fluids. She is 6 months pregnant, so she does want to come and be evaluated because she does need a COVID swab before she returns to her doctor. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, prenatals, medical history, asthma when she was younger, surgical history, C-section times 1, social history, tinnitus, drugs, ETOH, or smoke. She does admit to vaping, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 109 over 67, heart rate 101, respiratory 16, temp 98.5, O2 99, and she weighs 154 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, obvious gravid uterus, H-E-E-N-T. She has no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft on tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, gastroenteritis with pregnancy. Possible, number 2, possible of COVID and flu exposure. Patient did have a flu, strep, and COVID swab done in the office, all of which were negative. I do suspect that she has gastroenteritis as well as her children. Patient will increase her fluids, drink plenty of water. She will take over-the-counter medications for her symptoms that are pregnancy safe. She will return to her OBGYN to have a further evaluation. If she does have any worsening of symptoms, she will return to our clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.